Unit 6.
단문 독해.
1. In 1913, Maximilian Ringelmann found that when groups pull a rope, their collective performance is less effective than the sum of their abilities to pull it as individuals. What's more, as the size of the group grows, so does the gap between the group's potential and its actual performance. Assuming that a single person pulling a rope performs at 100% of his or her potential, groups of two perform at only 93%. This number decreases to 85% in groups of three and just 49% in groups of eight. According to Ringelmann, when performing a task, individual effort decreases as the number of people involved grows. 2. The substitute teacher entered the classroom and informed the 25 high school students sitting in class that the regular teacher was ill and would not be in school that day. Immediately, the class erupted in cheers and applause. The substitute, attempting to restore order, demanded that the students calm down, but they simply ignored him and talked loudly among themselves. 3. Even though the two words are often used to mean the same thing, envy and jealousy actually represent two distinct emotions brought about by different kinds of situations. Envy occurs when someone else possesses something you do not have, and the fact that you do not have it causes you pain or frustration. Jealousy, on the other hand, refers to the feeling of fear you experience when you think you might lose something you possess to another person. While envy is a painful feeling about things you don't possess, jealousy is a fear of losing things you do possess. 4. In education, inspiration and motivation are the most important tools for success. A teaching style that emphasizes memorization and test preparation does not motivate or inspire. In fact, it often destroys a student's desire to learn. This is unacceptable, as the goal of education should be to encourage students to continue seeking knowledge throughout their lives. In other words, true education should inspire students to pursue a lifetime of learning. 5. During a job interview, you should avoid presenting yourself as a well-rounded worker with skills in many areas. While you do want to show that you have numerous skills, your first priority should be showing your specialties. If you fail to do so, you may give the impression that you can't do anything particularly well. Therefore, try to explain exactly what kind of tasks you can do best, focusing on your strongest skills. Doing so will make you stand out compared to the other applicants, and your chances of getting the job will increase.
수능 독해.
1. Humans generally share one form of communication, language. However, the way that ideas are conveyed in a language depends on the local culture. In fact, nothing distinguishes one culture from another quite like language does. As an example, consider the difference between signs saying that a snack machine is broken. The British sign could say, "Please understand this machine does not accept coins." In America, a similar sign would instead read, "No coins." A Japanese sign with the same purpose would show genuine regret about the problem and offer apologies to the consumers. While these differences may appear random to outsiders, they are quite natural to each language's speakers. Once you understand a culture, the way it uses language may seem more natural to you. 2. Biofuel is a new fuel source made from biological material such as sugar, starch, vegetable oil, or corn. It could help us end our dependence on oil and lessen the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. While globally supported because it is eco-friendly, critics insist it could lead to a disastrous situation. As biofuel is made from edible crops, they believe it can accelerate food shortages. To avoid this, scientists have come up with a second-generation biofuel. Its advantage is that this new fuel requires only the inedible parts of the plants, such as leaves and stalks, which would mean the edible parts could still be used as food. While there are currently technical barriers to using it at home, it is expected that these drawbacks will soon be fixed. Three. A team of researchers asked two groups of participants to fill out a questionnaire with a pen held in their mouth in one of two different positions. The participants holding it in the lip position were forced to frown, while people holding it in the teeth position were forced to smile. The researchers did not explain the real purpose of the study, telling the participants that they were trying to find out how difficult it was for people without the use of their hands to write. In the questionnaire, the participants were asked to rate how funny a cartoon was, which was the real objective of the test. As the researchers expected, the participants in the teeth position group rated the cartoon significantly more amusing than those in the lip position group. Researchers found that facial expressions have a significant effect on a person's emotions. 4. People known as downshifters actively seek out ways to make their lives simpler. Downshifters spend less time working so they can focus on their personal lives. This is because they want to get away from the stress of the modern workplace. In fact, they seek to downplay the importance of economic success in life. The most important thing for a downshifter is to live a life filled with purpose, passion, and happiness. Some people who make the change to a slower life through downshifting do so as the result of a life-changing event, such as the death of a loved one, a long illness, or the failure of a close relationship. Most, however, do so in order to fulfill a lifelong desire to experience true happiness. 5. Throughout the day, your feelings and thoughts about yourself will probably change now and then, depending on your experiences. Your boss's reaction to your sales report, the treatment you receive from friends and family, and the daily changes in your romantic relationship can all affect how you view yourself at a particular moment in time. However, self-esteem refers to something more basic than these ordinary fluctuations in mood. If you are someone with high self-esteem, then no matter what occurs during your day, you will usually maintain a positive self-image. In contrast, if your self-esteem is inherently low, you will be much more susceptible to the ups and downs of everyday life, and your feelings about yourself will likely alternate dramatically between positive and negative. 6. Spring has been abnormally cold and rainy this year, causing all kinds of problems for the region's agriculture industry. From fruit growers to beekeepers, everyone seems to be suffering financially. In fact, the local government has announced that it may offer assistance to area bee farms due to the fact that a large number of their insects have frozen to death. Because so many worker bees have died, small larvae have been left uncared for, and queen bees are producing fewer eggs. The government also announced a plan to offer millions of dollars in aid to local fruit growers whose crops were damaged. According to a spokesperson, the government is going to offer up to $500,000 to each farm, depending on the extent of the damage.